sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Refuas, Rav Tzvi Yehuda ben Ita Fega, Rav Tzion ben Sara, Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Frida Fega Lea, Tzvi Chaim ben Elena Shendel, and Baracha Yuta Bas Miril, Yitzchak Meir ben Chaya, Lili Nishmas, Rav Asher Heber. And we're basing this shir on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva of Futnus Atzal. The pasuk that we answered the Sheinu Yodea Lishol is V'Igadata L'Bincha B'Yom Hu Leimor V'Avor Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'Tzei Simi B'Tzrayim. The pasuk we answered the Tam is V'Haya Kishel Yishalcha B'Bincha Mochar Leimor Mazos V'Amarte Lav V'Chozik Yad Hotzianu Hashem Mitzrayim. So these two psukim are relating to the answers we give the sons, and Bipshutam, they're both talking about the future. First it says Bayom Hahu, because in that parasha it says V'haya ki yaviyacha, on that day God brings into Eretz Yisrael. And the second one it says explicitly V'haya ki yishalcha bincha machar leimor. It says machar. So the question is asked, what's the difference? They're both talking about the same asid, and one asid is machar, and one is bayom hahu. The pasuk that comes after v'gadata is v'haya lecha la'os al yadcha l'zikaron ben einecha l'man tia teretz Hashem b'ficha. What's the kesher, which is talking about tefillin, right? What's the kesher between putting on tefillin and havayas teres Hashem b'ficha? V'haya lo sal yadecha u'zikaron ben einecha, you wear tefillin. Why? Amantia teres Hashem b'ficha. At the name of God will be in your mouth. What's the kesher? From here Chazal learn the halacha that oisek b'torah patur mitfillin. If teres Hashem is b'ficha, then you don't need the tefillin. Aval b'pshutim shel ksuvim, What's the pesher hemshech chelkei hakatzuv? What's the pesher? What's the connection between the tefillin and the tia teres Hashem b'ficha? It says in Parashas Va'era, "Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem, la'avos niglesi b'shem kel shakai, alarak la'moshe niglas nizgala b'shem havoya." The avos, I was Mizgala Bekel Shakai, but only to Moshe I was Mizgala, I revealed myself with the name of Havoya. Different Madrigas in Revelation. So we'd like to show a distinction that emerges from this, these different types of revelations. We'd like to speak out based on a illustration from the Brisker Rav. He's explaining the Rambam Hilchos Avodas Kochav in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Sheyesh mishe mefarei shechiyuv megadef shem Hashem hu rak al shem havoya. V'al shem adnus eino chayiv. If you're megade, if you curse God, it's only shem havoya. Adnus, you're not chayiv. V'ani omer shal shneim hu niskol. But I say that you get skila for both. Explains the Brisker Rav. There's no machlokes if both of them are considered shemos as far as the chiyuv giduf is concerned. Everybody agrees there's only one shem b'yuchad. The machlokes is based and what it says, lo kishem sheni nichtav ani nikra, nichtav b'havoya, I'm written with shem havoya, and I'm read with shem adnus. In other words, even though the shem hamiyuchad, b'vadai, is only shem havoya, nevertheless, the expression b'shem adnus is the kriya, the shem havoya. It's the way you read havoya. U'b'vitui shem adnus, efshe l'chavin l'shem hamiyuchad hazeh. When you're expressing adnus, you could be mechavin to this special name. Of Shem Havoya. However, besides this Shem Adnas is also Shem La'atzmo. It's also written, it's also pronounced Adnas. You have Adnus, that's the way we pronounce Shem Havoya. And you have Adnus, which is how you pronounce the Shem Adnus. And therefore, the Das HaRambam, Megadev, is with both Shemus. Megadev is with Shem Havoya, and it's also with Shem Adnus, because the Shem Adnus is a bitui for the Shem HaMeyuchad. The Yesh Omrim holds that when you're motzi mipiv dibur b'loshon adnus and there's no ksav of havoya, what's the proof he's mechavin l'shem shekesivaso havoya? Who says he means the havoya name? There's also a shem shekesivaso hu adnus vein al shem adnus be'etzim chiyuv megadef shekulei alma moedim shechiyuv zeh rak al shem hamiyuchad. So who says when you say Adnus, you mean Havoya? Maybe you could just mean Adnus. And on Adnus, there's no Chiyuv Megadev, because the Chiyuv is only on the Shem HaMeyuchad. And that's the Makor HaMachlokes, if you give Skila for Adnus, Kekriyas Shem HaKsav. Or he's going to be Potter, because this Adnus is its own independent name. On one hand, it's the way you read Shem Havoya. Tzadai, you should be Chayiv. On the other hand, it's a name of Kishem La'atzmo. It's an independent name. Adnus for Adnus' sake. So, Mamela, your putter. Bizgalus HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'Sneh, he says to him at the end, Zeh Shmi La'olam V'Zeh Zichri L'Dor V'Dor. Zeh Shmi La'olam K'siv. It says without a vav. That it should be hidden. The Kriya is not like the Ksiva. Vinira. That this Pasuk is not explained as a Dovert study Vinosaf Le'etzim Dibure Ha'izgalos Bisne. Ela Shaklula Kan Havtocha LeMoshe. This is not a side thing in addition to what Moshe is being told at the Sne. This is a Havtocha. And that is that one of the distinctions between Nevuas HaAvos and Nevuas Moshe is to them they have no tzivui to write down their Nevuas. Only with the revelation to Moshe there's an inyan of ksav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes kiviyachol mechaber svarim, and included here is a tzivui mefurish lichtov divrei Nevuah. Lichtov divrei nevuah v'yavtocha zeshmi l'olam. In other words, he's telling him that he's going to misgala b'shem havoya. Like it says, zeshmi l'olam. And together with that, since he said the shem is l'olam, it's hidden. So, gnuzihi b'pasuk zeh. Genuzehi b'pasuk zeh haftocha l'ksiva sefer b'nevuaso ki rak al yedei ksav efshir she yisparesh hakriya b'shem adnus kikriya shem havoya shimein ksav harei hu nitfas gam kikriya shem adnus v'shem atzmo v'lo kikriya lahavoya. So he's telling him on one hand that he's going to reveal himself with Shem Havoya. However, this Shem Havoya is going to be spoken but not written. It would be written but not spoken. It's going to be adnos. So this is a promise that there's going to be a ksiva here, there's going to be a writing. Because that's the only way it could work. The only way you could write Shem Havoy and say adnos is if you write something.
If
there's no ksav, and you just say adnus, so that could be adnus l'shem adnus. Like we explained the svara of the Eish Omrim, Manyan Giduf. Then maybe the writing is l'shem the writing. It is l'shem, when you say adnus, maybe you mean l'shem adnus, not l'shem havoya. So we're saying my name is going to be hidden. What you're essentially saying is that you're going to say adnus, but you're going to write havoya. So there you have an avua that has to be written. And that's what it says in Parashas Vayero, Shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. I didn't reveal myself with the Shem Hashem. I didn't reveal myself to the officers of Mechaber. I want you to write down my Navu, only Moshe. Only Moshe gets Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem of Zeh Shmi Le'olam. Of writing it Shem Havoya and reading it Shem Adnus. That's a special Nevuah to Moshe. And that's the Chiluk HaMuchosh. That's the very concrete distinction between Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Avos. That Nevuas Moshe must be written, and Nevuas Avos need not be written. And you see that it's written from the fact that it's God's name was given Zeh Shmi L'Olam. It's written Havaya and it's read Adnus. And we have to know that the first revelation of God as a Mechaber is not B'chibur HaTorah. There's a Chibur that precedes this, Mitzvah Tefillin. It's a special mitzvah to write Parashil Shel Divrei Torah. And that Sivui, to write Parashil Tefillin, was said immediately on Tesvav. And the Chreach is that Leil Tesvav, Leil HaYetzi, is a key maftocha sheyavtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe when he revealed him at the Sneh. And at that revelation it says, Zeh Shmi Le'olam. So he promised him that he's going to take him out of Egypt. And in that Nevuah, he also said, Zeh Shmi Le'olam. Haftocha al Ksiva Sefer, Shem Havoya, like we explained, Shem Shel Ksav. Aybazoi, Tzmuchroch, Sheyimotze Miyad Oifen Shemizbar Kesher Zel Zman HaYetziyah. It must be that we have to find immediately a way that we explain the Kesher to the Zman HaYetziyah. So we have mitzvah tefillin, a mitzvah to write parashas of Divrei Torah, and the tzivui was set on Tesvav, and it has to be, because at the Sneh Hashem told him he's going to leave, that Klal Yisrael is leaving, and on Tesvav he also told him that Hashem is going to be a mechaber. That you have to write down Hashem's Nevuah. And that starts with Tefillin. That's the first time Hashem is Mizgal as a Mechaber. Even before Matan Torah. So it has to be at the same time. You have Tesvav. Tzius Mitzrayim. And then you also have tefillin, because it's the same haftacha. You're going to go out of Egypt, like he was told to the Snan, I'm going to be a mechaber. As he was told to the Snan, Zeshmi l'olam, you're going to write my name one way and say it a different way. I'm a mechaber, and that already was on Tesvav. So that's tefillin. So now we understand the continuum of the psukim. What is this hasa havaya li? Eich yeh afshar lehodiyo shayitziyah ita b'shem havaya. How can he tell him that the Yitzia from Mitzrayim, you want to tell your son that the Yitzia from Mitzrayim was b'shem havaya, but you don't express havaya. You say adnus. The only way to know this is through tefillin, because then the shem is b'ksav, shem havaya. And even if you read it ka'adnus, it's still considered like it's written. Nizkaf al cheshbon aktav. Dugmat da'at haRambam inyan giduf. Like the Rambam says about giduf, that even if you do it ba'adnus, it's still shayach t'avoya, and the person's chayiv skila. And here it's l'kulei alma. Because b'ksav, it's mefurish that it's shem havoya. Written havoya. That's how he knows. Ve'gadatel bin chabiyam u'bleim, where was it? I saw Hashem li. Havoya li. And that havoya is written. So that's a vada the shem ha-miyuchad. So the tzivui on tefillin, min ha-chreach, has to come after the tzivui of Igadata. You have Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li Havaya. And how do you know it's Havaya? He's saying it. The answer is, but the tefillin are written. And the tefillin, which it says right over there in the same parasha, the tefillin, you write Shem Havaya. You write, you can't say Havaya, but the son's going to know it's Havaya because of the tefillin. So therefore the tzivui on tefillin must come after v'gadata. And you see from the pasuk itself, v'yelecha lo sayotcha v'mantia teres Hashem b'ficha eich yitochin b'ficha shem zeh havoya b'ksav avo b'ficha ein kriyaso kichsivaso v'eich yiskayim kan b'ficha. Beficha, the kriya is not kiksivaso. The kriya is adnus. So how can you say it's going to be shem havaya? How could it be Torah's havaya? It's beficha. Beficha, you say adnus. So the answer is that through tefillin, havoya is going to be beficha, because you see how it's written in the tefillin. Tefillin, it's written shem havoya. So you see that it's that the adnus that we say is havoyadik. That's on the pasuk. Through the tefillin that are on your arm and on your between your eyes, there's going to be a gilui of shem havaya b'ficha. Because when you say shem adnus, you know it's talking about havaya, because it's written down havaya. It's written havaya in the pasuk. And the tefillin is written down. So since tefillin is written down, even though you're saying adnus, we know it means havaya. And that's also the Vigadat Labincha Biyam Uvrilimur Havoya Li. And that has to connect to the tefillin, because you have to know it's B'Shem Havoya we were going out. And with this Shem Havoya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a Mechaber, that he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu to write it down. Because it's read Adnus, but you write it down Havoya. The Avos didn't have that. They weren't supposed to write it down. There's no one writing it down for them. L'fidasa ben Oviv Malamdo. According to the Das of the Son, the Father teaches him. And that's La Fuke from Kolamarba Lasabri Bitsius Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach. We call a marble a sapir, it's mashma, even without the ribui, there's a mitzvah. Because you lack the hider. Medoshikifidaito, it's mashma that if you're misapir less, there's a chatzishir, you're not yotze. The bedafko, the fidas haben, here, is to be megalas bechinas hadas. Bechtei or zol zich kenen su shtelen su. In order that he can reach the opening of the Kochos HaRachamim of this night. You have to speak to his Das. Kol Shem Bo Das Asa L'Rachim Olav. He needs to have Das to get to the Rachamim. And what's the highest level of Das that you can come to? Answer, Kriyas Shem Havoya Kichsivoso. Reading Shem Havoya as it's written. That's the highest level of Das, to understand Hashem. Wow. That is the highest level of Das, to understand the Hoya Hova V'yia. We're not in that Madrega. So now we can understand the different lashonos in the pasuk. Vigadata labincha, it says bayomahu, meaning that in the klolius mitzvah hagoda to the son, that we teach him kafidaito shel ben, we include that the zenith of das to which the son can reach, and this zenith, this sea, is kriyaso kiksivaso. And when does that come? Bayoimahu. Bayoimahu. When's that Bayoimahu? Bayoimahu ya Hashem Echod Mishmo Echod. Then they're going to have the Kriya Kiksiva. God's name is going to be one. We're going to write it like we read it. And if you're going to ask, so, we still express the name as it's read, not as it's written. We don't teach him Bayoimahu Dik. We don't teach him the Shem Havoya as it's written. The answer is that being mitzaref, all the amiros of Shem Havoya, through which the whole zichri that you're mekayim on this day, bring us to Achris Hayamim until Ayom Ahu. All the mentions of the Shem Havoya bring us to the Vayom Ahu. guess all of the times you say Shem Adnos and you really mean Havoya, but that's leading us on the path. That's the first stage to eventually get to reading Havoya Havoya. So that's all in the Shein Odei Alishol. That all revolves around Shem Hashem. But the Tam, there's no emphasis there on Shemus of Hashem. And Memela just says Machar Al Shem Asid. He's going to ask you in the future. Tefillin are Aser Behesach Hadas because of the Haskaros Shebaotzis. Lashon Haskaros is Al Shem Zichri, because that's the Si Hadas Shel Yisrael B'Shal Shalov Ish Tefillin. He's wearing the Tefillin where it says Shem Havoya. So that's the Si Hadas that he's getting, that a person can reach. See, you're Aser Behesach Hadas. You can't distract yourself because it's the highest level of Das. To understand these Haskaras. Understand all the Shemus Hashem. Yerushalmi, it says one of the Amoraim would wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed Pesach, according to the opinion that you wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Mashmah, there's a special hiddur to wear tefillin on Pesach, which, of course, stems very nice with everything we're saying. The whole teretz, the She'eni Yodei Lishol, revolves around Shemus. Connect to Shem Hashem. The next pasuk, Vayel Osa Yadcha Zikaron Ben Inecha, Mantia Taras Havaya Beficha. That it should be Taras Havaya, that it should be an understanding that we're dealing here with Shem Hashem. And that's the Si Hadas. So it's written Havaya, and that's what the Shmi Havaya lo nodati lahem, Hashem says to Moshe. I didn't reveal myself to the Abbas of Shmi Havaya, only to you. Advarim him amukim v'nifloim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.